Okay, let's go now to John chapter 20 and verse 13. Let me show you the fifth one. And what we're looking at now is the fifth perfect facet, Christ risen and glorified. Listen, omnipresence. We've looked at Son of Man. That's his compassion. We've looked at the priesthood, his perfect priesthood. Then we've looked at those eyes. That's his omniscience. Then we've looked at his omnipotence, those feet. And now listen to what John sees. The voice like the sound of many waters. Have you ever noticed Jesus was always speaking to people at their time of greatest need? His voice cuts right through, just like we just saw when they were thinking. And I didn't even take you to all of them. There are more than one boat story. Jesus was always rescuing in the boats. Remember one time he was asleep? You remember that one? And another time he's walking and he asked Peter to walk on the water. See, there's a lot of boat deals, three specific different ones. But each time he speaks and it goes right across and just at the right time, they hear him. John chapter 20, let me show you what I mean. Verse 13, and then they said to her, this is the resurrection morning, that's the angels, woman, why are you weeping? You know, I don't think she caught the question because she had to be asked again by Jesus. But she catches it the second time. And she said to them, because they've taken away my Lord and I don't know where they have laid him. Verse 14. Now, when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there and didn't know it was Jesus. Verse 15. Now, here is the voice of Jesus, like the sound of many waters that is always present when we need to hear him. And here is his voice. And Jesus said to her, woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? See, that's what she needed to hear. You see, she stayed last at the cross and was first at the tomb because she had a self-professed need of Jesus. And Jesus comes to those who need him. I mean, can you keep a mother from a crying baby that that mother loves and feels for that child? Can you keep a mother away? There's nothing worse than this training the kids to learn they can't get their own way and letting them cry. I mean, mothers just go, you know, they just can't stand it. They want to run and rescue that child, which is selfish and bellowing and trying to get its own way. Now, sometimes they really do have a problem, but often they don't, you know. And so you got to discern that. Well, look at Mary. Jesus is responding to her because her weeping was saying, I need Jesus. And listen to him. And she, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've laid him, and I will take him away. And verse 16, there's the voice. And Jesus said to her one word, Mary. Now, you know already what it says in chapter 10. And here's the fulfillment of that. It says, my sheep, what? Hear my voice. And I know them, and they follow me. I'm so glad the Lord said that. Because sometimes we can't tell who the sheep are and who aren't. You know what I mean? It's hard. But Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they respond to me. And so that voice is like the sound of many waters, is that omnipresent voice that we can hear in our time of need. And I want to tell you that no matter where you are, whether you're at your last moment and you're just in that darkness just before you leave this planet and you're in the hospital or trapped in your car or wherever, you will hear his voice. And if before that time you're sitting quietly with this book open and you say, I need you, you will hear his voice. Why? Because he says, lo, I am what? I am with you always. And I am omnipresently there. And you will hear my voice. And I will speak to you. My sheep hear my voice. And they know me and I know them and they follow me. And I give them eternal life and they can never perish.